Tuesday, March 18th, 1986. The chapel preacher is Dr. Norman Nagel. His sermon text comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 42 through 50. And his sermon theme? Big or little, me or Christ, hell or life, fire and salt, shalom.
In the name of Jesus, amen. The third prediction of the Passion in Sunday's Gospel was followed by strife. James and John, sons of thunder, wanted the top places. Today's Gospel follows the second prediction of the Passion, yesterday's Gospel, after which there was also strife. Who was the greatest? You want to be big? Is that the way you think you will be serving me? That one will be serving me who serves those who are regarded of no consequence. There is no career advancement in bothering about them, the little ones. John, son of thunder, did not hear, just as they all did not hear, the prediction of the Passion, which said what they did not want to hear. John goes on thinking about his being in control. We saw a man casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he was not following us. Jesus puts his disciples in the place of little ones, being given a cup of water, because they bear the name of Christ. Little ones are precious to him, little ones who are his, little ones who believe in him. A fearful judgment falls on those who cause a little one to turn from him, to put their trust in something else, in someone else, some apostle, some pastor, who acts as if he is running the show. Such an impulse is what Jesus deals with just after he has told them of his Passion, his being killed. Can't get much littler than that. They were not listening. They thought of making it big in the sort of kingdom where that counted as success. Check the statistics. Jesus would cleanse this out of them altogether. It's a question of whose men they are, and they cannot be his with some part of them. No compromise, no accommodation of other lords. I have bought a field. I have married a wife. Any part of us which claims precedence over him is to be cut off. Otherwise, it takes us to hell. Hand, foot, eye. Jesus devastates hypocrisy, compromised discipleship. Jesus is not bent on mutilation. What he is bent on, he says three times, enter life, enter life, enter the kingdom of God. The only alternative is hell, Gehenna. What ends up there is not some piece of you. Gehenna gets the lot, and not just for a while, that fire, but forever. Isaiah 66 is quoted, their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. In Isaiah 66 we are told of those who, when I spoke, they did not listen. And there is fire. For behold, the Lord will come in fire, for by fire will the Lord execute judgment. the Lord whose fire is in Zion and whose furnace is in Jerusalem. Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, where he makes himself an offering for sin. Our text falls between his second and his final prediction of his passion. It speaks of fire and of salt. Salt goes with every sacrifice. With salt, a covenant, and with covenant, whose you are. A few days hence, Jesus speaks of his blood, of the new covenant. After the quotation from Isaiah comes the drastic lumping together of fire and salt. This can only be understood out from Jesus predicting his passion. At Jerusalem, the fire of judgment upon sin, the sacrifice for sin salted, and so a sacrifice acceptable to God. Jesus, as always, is the key. But the text does not say Jesus. It says everyone will be salted with fire. Is it everyone or is it Jesus? Yes. Where the salted sacrifice, there fire, judgment, Jesus, everyone. Jesus reaches them the salt. Salt is good. The salting he gives can be rejected. When that happens, then there is no more hope. The Jesus salt, the salt he gives, comes only as gift, gift of salt and fire of his sacrifice for sin. Those who are not givable to, those who do not believe, are those who would make themselves big only partly in his name. Those who are given to are the little ones who believe in me. So Jesus draws them into his way of being a little one. Every sacrifice will be salted with salt. Do not be conformed to this world, but transformed a living sacrifice. For he did the sacrifice for sin, died the death for sin, that you might not die that death, but enter life. And so your life now, a living sacrifice, salted by him, and so acceptable and pleasing to God. A fragrant smell, the smell of Christ, the smell of life unto life. Have salt in yourselves, then no more strife about who is the greatest, who gets the fat call or assignment. The Lord puts you in the place of the little ones, those who are only givable to. And so you are there for the little ones, whom no one thinks worth bothering about. You will give them the good news that there is one who cares for them. How much is in the fire and salt? That is for everyone, even for those in his patient mercy who go on getting it all backwards, wanting to be big. Have salt in yourselves, and so you who you are is Christ's man. The fire, God's judgment upon sin, he endured, salted. It avails before God for you and for everyone. He thought you were worth that. Me too. And so we value one another, alive, at peace with one another. In Corinth, they were not listening to our Lord's words. The service was falling to pieces. Each was wanting to do his thing as the big thing. Nowadays it is mostly the pastor who shoves the liturgy around as if it belonged to him. In Corinth, it was a whole mess of individuals. I am a prophet. I am spiritual. Women were preaching. Church and ministry were being treated as if they had the say-so over them and not the Lord. Instead of what he said and gave, they had some grander ideas, their own. The apostle recalls them to the Lord. What did the word of God originate with you? Or are you the only ones it has reached? The test is whether they are listening to their own words or to the Lord's. His words join together. He is a God not of confusion, but of peace. In Christ Jesus, called to be saints together, Christ crucified for our sins according to the Scripture, judgment, acceptance, fire and salt for you all together. Everyone salted with fire, every sacrifice will be salted with salt. Salt is good. Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. Ignatius tells the Magnesians of being salted with Christ. Thus they will not perish, and they will be known by their smell. The Latin gives a variant: we are joined together in Christ. That follows. Coniungamene in Christo. True. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, to life everlasting. Amen.